AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A week-long trial ended late Sunday night with a manslaughter conviction in the shooting death of retired New Orleans Saints defensive leader Will Smith. His death at the hands of 29-year-old Cardale Hayes stunned the city. The defendant had testified that he shot Smith because he thought Smith had fired at him after a vehicle crash in April. But as AP correspondent Kevin McGill reports, the prosecution countered that.
There was a final rebuttal witness, a firearms expert, who said there was no evidence Smith had fired a gun that night.
Hayes will be sentenced in February. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories for parts of the Great Lakes and the Northeast after a snowstorm already dumped at least a half foot of snow in areas. A Delta plane with 70 passengers and crew landed at Detroit Metropolitan Airport Sunday, but then ended up in snowy grass while it was turning from the runway to a taxiway. Scott Erickson was a passenger.
You know, they did a good job keeping everyone calm and got us all off the plane in an orderly fashion. People on the ground were awesome, too, helping you off the plane and on the bus, off the bus, telling you exactly where to go. So they did a good job.
Sound courtesy WXYZ-TV. With the storm moving east, many schools canceled classes Monday. The University of Connecticut has postponed some final exams. Appearing on 60 Minutes, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he believes President-elect Trump will be a good friend to Israel and will help dismantle the nuclear deal that was made with Iran.
I know Donald Trump. I know him very well. And I think his attitude, his support for Israel is clear. He feels very warmly about the Jewish state, about the Jewish people.
Funeral services were held Sunday in the San Francisco Bay Area for two of the 36 victims of the Oakland warehouse fire. This is AP Radio News. A New York senator wants federal Homeland Security officials to move faster in requiring rail and transit agencies to screen their employees using terrorism watch lists.
Homeland Security and the TSA have an action pending to require the screenings, but the policy has not been finalized. Senator Charles Schumer says explanations for the delay just don't hold water.
TSA has attributed delays in implementing the rail safety requirements to, quote, the complex federal rulemaking. But the DHS Office of the Inspector General says TSA just hasn't made it a priority.
Schumer says just as airlines already do, rail and transit employees should be cross-checked with the federal terror watch list. Julie Walker, New York.
The Critics' Choice Awards were handed out Sunday night. The film Moonlight won for acting and ensemble. Ryan Reynolds was named Entertainer of the Year. Courtney B. Vance took an award for playing Johnny Cochran. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.